Today on Real Life Radio.
You said, Jesus, to those who have light, I'll give more light. To those who have light, but it's dark, what light they do have will be taken away from them. I tremble at that.
This is Real Life. Welcome to Real Life Radio with Pastor Jack Hibbs. I'm David Jay, thanking you for joining us today as we listen, learn, and are challenged by God's Word, the Bible.
Hey friends, I want to excite you about our featured item of the month, and this is a tremendous book. Listen carefully though, it's a very small book in size, but it is gigantic in power. I'm talking about A.W. Tozer's classic, The Pursuit of God. The Pursuit of God is a book that I have to read at least once, sometimes twice a year. It is so good, and you'll love it. In one of the chapters, he has labeled The Blessings of Owning Nothing. What could that possibly mean? Well, get a copy for yourself and find out how liberating and freeing that this little book can be in your life as A.W. Tozer takes the Word of God and opens it up to you in a very sweet and personal way. The Pursuit of God by Dr. A.W. Tozer.
The Pursuit of God by A.W. Tozer is a must-read if you want the power and blessing that comes from seeking God by turning your gaze slowly towards Him. The Pursuit of God is available for a gift of any amount at jackhibbs.com.
On today's edition of Real Life Radio, Pastor Jack continues his new series called Futures with a message titled After the Saints Go Marching In, Part 2. Now, this series is a study in what the Bible says about the future and why it matters to our lives today. You see, the authority of the Bible is unequaled. It's the revelation of the will of God, perfectly harmonized to promote one individual, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, with absolute accuracy and without error. So today, Pastor Jack teaches us that Satan knows how people are and their need for a leader. With that in mind, a great imposter possessed by Satan will come and deceive many. It's why we need to decide now what our worldview is and where it comes from. Now, with his message called After the Saints Go Marching In, Part 2, here's pastor and Bible teacher Jack Hibbs.
Imagine there's no heaven because if you're John Lennon writing this, you're writing to the globalist and you're thinking, imagine there's no heaven because we're not willing to go there the way Jesus said. So let's just get away from heaven. It's easy if you try. No hell below us, above us only sky. Imagine all the people living for today, and you know the part. Imagine there's no countries. Let's do away with borders, says the world globalist. No more borders. It isn't hard to do. Nothing to kill or die for. And no religion too? Imagine all the people living life in peace. Yoo-hoo! You may say I'm a dreamer, but I'm not the only one. I hope someday you'll join us and the world will be as one. Imagine no possessions, says the billionaire. Or nobody possessing anything, except me. I wonder if you can. No need for greed or hunger, a brotherhood of man. Imagine all the people sharing all the world. Wow. You may say I'm a dreamer, but I'm not the only one. I hope someday you'll join us and the world will live as one. Wow. You know who would say amen to that song? She already did. AOC. Now you might say, Pastor Jack, this is getting really political. No, it's not. It's getting really biblical. This is what the Bible says about what's coming, and the world is going to be as one. And that strikes a nerve. It strikes a nerve in people. This is a little too close to home. Listen, time is arriving to the ancient prophecies of the Bible that just stand there. They're just waiting. And here we are on a train. Boop, boop. Pulling up. What's this one? Rapture of the church. Oh, what's the next one? Advent of the Antichrist and a world in free fall. What's the next one? Global economy. Are you hearing me? Yes. This is what the Bible has always said. And now we think it's too fantastic because it's so us, which means he's near. Jesus is near. He's coming. Are you ready for him? Revelation 17. Revelation chapter 17, verse 1. Then one of the seven angels who had the seven bowls, these are judgments, came and talked with me, saying, "Come and I will show you the judgment of the great harlot who sits on many waters, with whom the kings of the earth committed fornication, and the inhabitants of the earth were made drunk with the wine of her fornication." So he carried me away in the spirit into the wilderness, and I saw a woman sitting on a scarlet beast, which was full of names of blasphemy, having seven heads and 10 horns. Yeah, again, you read the book of Daniel, you know exactly who this is now. Seven heads and 10 horns. This beast, and this woman rides the beast. By the way, if I forget, because I have ADD really bad, if you haven't figured that out. When I get done reading this, remind me to mention to you the Greek gyro. Okay? Not the one you eat. Verse 4, the woman was arrayed in purple and scarlet and adorned with gold and precious stones and pearls, having in her hand a golden cup full of the abominations and the filthiness of her fornication. And on her forehead, a name was written, Mystery, Babylon the Great, the mother of harlots and of the abominations of the earth. This is obviously a religious system that has its origins in ancient Babylonianism, but she is the religion of the world at whatever time Revelation 17 is speaking about. John says, I saw the woman drunk with the blood of the saints. Guess who kills the saints during the tribulation period? The Antichrist doesn't come off of his office meetings and Zoom calls and go, he doesn't go kill Christians. No, it's the religious hierarchy, the queen, this woman riding the beast. The beast, the Antichrist is referred to as the beast. She's riding, she's on him. She's religion. She attacks the tribulation saints. Daniel 9:27 tells us, Daniel 7:21, tells us that power will be given to this Antichrist system to kill God's people on earth. Wow. And so he saw the woman drunk with the blood of the saints and with the blood of the martyrs of Jesus. There you go. And when I saw her, I marveled with great amazement. Then he said to me, the waters which you saw where the harlot sits are the peoples, multitudes, nations, and tongues. Isn't that great how the Bible tells you what the symbol meant? So great. For God has put it into their hearts to fulfill his purposes, to be of one mind and to give their kingdom to the beast until the words of God are fulfilled. Verse 18, and the woman whom you saw is the great city which reigns over the kings of the earth. She will represent religion. Remarkable. Global economy, global religion in the last days, qualifying the saints, the martyrs of Jesus will be targeted. Right now, as I've mentioned before, the church, you and I, are to live for Christ. Those in the tribulation period will be called to die for Christ. Number three, I don't know, we're gonna push, right? We're just gonna go, we're almost there. Thank you, see how... When you get a chance, don't do it now. Just write yourself a note. Go look at the backside. Go look at the euro coin from Greece. The euro, 1 euro coin from the nation of Greece. Go look at it. When you flip it around, there is a woman robed riding on the back of a beast over the waters. Think I'm kidding? I should have brought you a picture. You say, what is that? What is that? Every European will say, calm down. We know what that is. The waters are the nations of the world. How do we know? Because the weird beast that she's riding, that's Zeus. That's his story. He's going to conquer the worlds. That's why he's running over the water. Notice he's not in the water. He's running over the water. And the woman on the back, calm down, you Christians. That's Europa. Europa rides him to conquer the world. Listen, the last governing world empire was never defeated. The Bible says in the book of Daniel, it's going to come back. For example, Babylonian Empire, was that defeated? Yep. Was the Medo-Persian Empire that followed defeated? Yep. Was the Grecian Empire that followed it defeated? Yep. Then who defeated the Grecian Empire? The Roman Empire. Who defeated the Roman Empire? No one. It's never ended. It just got so big, it broke up. People just stopped paying attention to it. The Roman Empire has never been defeated. The Bible tells us in the last days, that ancient world, that ancient governing power will be brought back together, no longer represented in Daniel's statue of the east and the west legs or eastern, western Roman Empire. It didn't say, no, the legs are going to come back together. No, it says out of the legs will be formed 10 toes. And out of the 10 toes, 4 will arise. And out of the 4, 3 will be. And 1 will conquer them and become this one we call the son of perdition, the Antichrist. No one's defeated the Roman Empire.
You're listening to Real Life with Pastor Jack Hibbs. You know, to hear more episodes and maybe catch up in the series, just go to jackhibbs.com. That's jackhibbs.com. And for now, let's get back to our teaching. Once again, here's Pastor Jack.
Third, there is left behind a great deception. Obviously. 1 John 5:19 says, "For we know that we are of God." Listen, friend. "And the whole world lies under the sway of the wicked one," Satan. Ladies and gentlemen, right now, his leash has gotten longer. All of a sudden, Satan is loose. This whole world is under the sway of Satan. The advent of violence and evil around the world, anarchy, is rising. And it's not just an American thing. It's rising around the world. We see that there's left behind a great spiritual darkness. And this is one of the triggers. It's the spiritual darkness, by the way, that will ultimately play the role in the signing of the 7-year peace treaty. But the fact of the matter is sanity. Can we agree on this? Sanity is evaporating from the earth right now. Sanity. Are you kidding me? The love of evil. God is going to judge evil. Nobody gets away with this. Amen. People who are mocking and shaking their fist at God, God will have the last day. People think they're getting away with stuff. God is going to take care of it. He's the judge and he's going to set it straight. Nobody gets away with it. We may not see it in this world, but it's certainly on the day of judgment, the wicked will stand before him. And the Bible says he will slay the wicked with his wrath and with his righteousness. It's coming. God will respond to great spiritual darkness. There is also left behind the beginning of judgments. After the rapture and the tribulation period begins, the Antichrist is in the world. Israel is isolated from the nations of the earth. Prior to the great seal, trumpet, and bold judgments that are found beginning in the book of Revelation chapter 6, we are already now seeing globally the beginning of judgments. And these aren't even written in the Bible yet. They're just general. Call them general judgments. The Bible tells us, this is unnerving, that Satan is the prince and the power of the air of this age. This may startle you if you don't know your Bible, but the Bible says that Satan, Lucifer, is the god of this world. His time's running out and he knows it. That's why the greatest thing you and I can do right now is to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. More than ever. Don't let COVID and fear and torment win the day. Use those moments to tell your friends the gospel. Families are being torn apart, by the way. Why? Sanity's being lifted from the earth. And people are adopting insanity. The Bible says, warning, we have made a covenant with hell and with death we are in agreement. That's what happens when you're deceived. And we're living in a very deceptive age. Watch out for that. And then finally this, there is left behind the rise of imposters. There's an age of deception, no doubt coming, but you're gonna see the imposter, that's the Antichrist, throughout scripture, but there's the rise of the imposters. Yes, the Bible says that he will exalt himself, and he's gonna do this, no doubt. But listen to what Jesus said in Matthew 24. It's fascinating. You guys okay? We're almost done. In Matthew 24, verse 3, the disciples just got done showing Jesus again the beauties of the temple. And they went and sat on the opposite side of the Temple Mount, on the Mount of Olives. And the disciples came to him privately saying, tell us, when will these things be? And what will be the sign of your coming and the end of the world? And Jesus answered and said to them, take heed that no one deceives you. For many will come in my name saying, I am Messiah, Christ, and will deceive many. When somebody says there's a lot of roads to heaven, they're of the Antichrist spirit of deception. When somebody says Jesus is not the Messiah, the Bible says they are of the Antichrist, the spirit of deception. Watch out. There's imposters everywhere. Don't think that they only live behind a pulpit or some cathedral or chapel or some institution. They're certainly there. But God is imposters everywhere. In 1 John 2:18, the Bible tells us, little children, it is the last hour. And as you have heard, the Antichrist is coming. Even now, many Antichrists have come, by which we know it's the last hour. Wow. The message of imposters. Jesus said false Christs and false messiahs will rise. They're coming. And they will show great signs and wonders to deceive, if it were possible, even the very elect. I'm going to give you six things. They're going to be really fast. Number one. Do you think you're allowing yourself to be deceived? Look at your life. What do you allow in? What do you listen? Who are you reading? What are you reading? Is there some of an open door there in your life? Number two, what are you reading? What are you studying? What's shaping your view? This is a big one. You ask, quote, the man on the street today, hey, what do you think about? And it's ridiculous. So how are you being informed? Thirdly, what are you listening to? What are you listening to? Four, where did you get that information? Well, I read on the internet. I got it online. I think this is a good practice to adopt. If it's not in the Bible, you should at least doubt it. If it's not in the Bible, you should at least adopt, I doubt it, kind of an attitude. 1 + 1 = 2. That's not in the Bible. Let's make sure here in California, it still equals 2. Right? Because we don't know for sure. Doesn't your personal bias shape what you think, your worldview, how you conclude things? It's true, you know? And then finally this, guys, there's a couple of slides, these pictures. I was at Barnes & Noble the other day. So look to the left, the light of the world, his message of hope for the future. That's pretty cool. I don't know what they mean by that, but that's cool. The middle one, National Geographic. Jesus and the origins of Christianity. Could be good, could be bad. Right. Don't know. They'll sell millions of these, and people will form their theology about Jesus from the University of National Geographic. And then Life Magazine, watch out, Life Magazine. Jesus, who do you say that I am? I didn't even open it up because I'm afraid to find out how Life Magazine is going to answer that question. I think there's a, watch this. Next slide, I think, right? Next slide. That's, okay, we just saw that one. Let's move ahead. This is the great one. The unknown Jesus. the real story of the Messiah. Wait, do you see it? Everybody, I need you. We're going to end. You can stand even. Go ahead, stand up. Take a look at the screen. Go ahead. I want you to get some air in your lungs. Have we become so dumb that we don't recognize deception when we see it? This is deception. And I'm wondering if you see it, if you care. Look, the unknown Jesus, excuse me, that just blasphemed the Bible. That just blasphemed the God of heaven and earth. That tells me Jesus is unknowable. We don't know nothing about him. He's the unknown Jesus. He can't be known. So buy our magazine. Why? Bottom or mid right hand section. We're going to tell you the real story of the Messiah. Deception. 100%. How many people even detect that? You cannot detect this? This is blatant. If you cannot detect it, you're in deep trouble. Father, today more than ever, we pray that the Holy Spirit would be upon our lives. And Lord, I pray this in a bit of holy terror, because you said, Jesus, to those who have light, I'll give more light. To those who have light, but it's dark, what light they do have will be taken away from them. And that, I tremble at that, because it is incumbent upon every man and woman, boy and girl in the Bible to know more of you and to know your revealed word. Because if we don't, our light could begin to diminish. Our lampstand begins to lose its flame, and our oil begins to run out, spiritually speaking. Dear God in heaven above, please pour out your spirit upon this church and make us ready for whatever you want to do next. Catch us on fire. And Lord, may we bring everything about us under the authority of the Bible. And then, Lord, wind us up and let us go. We thank you for the cross of Jesus Christ and our resurrected Savior. In his name we trust, and all God's people said, amen.
Pastor and Bible teacher Jack Hibbs, here on Real Life Radio with his message called After the Saints Go Marching In, Part 2. So glad you could join us today. You know, this message is part of Pastor Jack's new series called Futures. It's a series on prophetic scripture from the Bible and what it means for us today. And we'll continue on the next edition of Real Life Radio. So today you heard an altar call at the end of the message, and I'd like to let you know that just because it was on the radio, it doesn't make it any less real. If you felt God move in your life today and you want to give your life to Jesus Christ, we'd love to know about it, and we'd like to help you out with some resources. Visit jackhibbs.com, and there's a tab there that says Know God, and there you'll be guided through what committing to Jesus Christ really means, and the freedom that you'll find in knowing God. That's the Know God tab at our website, jackhibbs.com. One more time, jackhibbs.com.
Hey friends, I want to excite you about our featured item of the month, and this is a tremendous book. Listen carefully though, it's a very small book in size, but it is gigantic in power. I'm talking about A.W. Tozer's classic, The Pursuit of God. The Pursuit of God is a book that I have to read at least once, sometimes twice a year. It is so good, and you'll love it. In one of the chapters, he has labeled The Blessings of Owning Nothing. What could that possibly mean? Well, get a copy for yourself and find out how liberating and freeing that this little book can be in your life as A.W. Tozer takes the Word of God and opens it up to you in a very sweet and personal way. The Pursuit of God by Dr. A.W. Tozer.
The Pursuit of God by A.W. Tozer is a must-read if you want the power and blessing that comes from seeking God by turning your gaze slowly towards Him. The Pursuit of God is available for a gift of any amount at jackhibbs.com.
You know, Jack Hibbs truly believes that we are living in some of the most exciting days in history. which brings some great opportunities to share with the world a powerful, no-nonsense presentation of the gospel to this generation who, by the way, are really searching for answers and for truth. Will you stand with us in sharing this message in real and practical ways? We ask that you commit to support Real Life and the teachings of Jack Hibbs with a gift of your choosing. Simply go to jackhibbs.com. There you'll find instructions on how to give a one-time gift or a recurring gift. If you'd prefer to call, here's that phone number, 877-777-2346. One more time, 877-777-2346. Your gift will be faithfully put to work because it's our desire that through Jesus Christ, you will know real life. This program is made possible by the generous contributions of you, our listeners. Visit us at jackhibbs.com. That's jackhibbs.com. Until next time, Pastor Jack Hibbs and all of us here at Real Life Radio wish for you solid and steady growth in Christ and in His Word. We'll see you next time here on Real Life Radio.